tonight, Deuteronomy chapter 4. We'll start and we'll read verse 1 so I can give you some context, and then we're going to skip down to later in the chapter. But Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 1 says this: "Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for to do them, that ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you." Just context real quick before we finish. This is Moses, and he's talking to the children of Israel after they've wandered in the wilderness. And he's getting ready to talk to a young generation that's getting ready to go in and do what they should have done 40 years earlier. And so he's giving them a little history lesson here. Let's skip down to verse number 8. "And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons, especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, Gather my people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. And ye came near and stood under the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire unto the midst of heaven with darkness, clouds and thick darkness. And the Lord spake unto you out of the midst of the fire. Ye heard the voice of the words, but saw no similitude, only ye heard a voice. And he declared unto you this covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments. And he wrote them upon 2 tables of stone. And the Lord commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and judgments, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go over to possess it. Take ye therefore good heed unto yourselves." And we'll pray. Lord, thank you so much for this evening. Thank you for the message, the truth of these this declaration by Moses. Lord, thank you for the truth found all throughout your word. Lord, the fact that, Lord, you gave us this book with many instructions, but Lord, it all goes together, it all ties together, and we can all learn from it. So I pray tonight we would take some extra caution, Lord, take some extra heed, listening to the truth from your word. Give me the voice to speak, give me the words to say, and Lord, help me not to say anything that I should not. Help me to say only things that would be pleasing and right before you. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. This is a neat little passage of scripture, and in fact, this time of year always gets me looking back on history, and especially with the current events and things going on. And of course, I found that verse right there, verse number 9. Let's look at it one more time before we go backwards in the Bible here. "Only take heed to thyself." Okay, this is Moses talking to the children of Israel. "And keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons." And as a teacher, I like that verse. It reminds me that as a dad, as a teacher, as a leader, as somebody in the church, we ought to take the heritage that we've been given and teach our children that heritage. And the neat thing about this book is Moses could speak not only of the history of Israel, but of what God did for him. This isn't just a secular history study. This is a spiritual history study. This is God doing miraculous things for these people. So he's not really only talking about history here. He's talking about the things God's done in your life. And if we just want to pause and just think about that for a second, regardless of the history of whatever, you know, where you came from, where your background is, what has God done in your life, and how can you make that real for your children? And how can we keep it in front of their eyes and teach them? And that's what Moses was saying. Hey, listen, you're getting ready to go into this land, but before you go, I want to remind you, don't forget these things. Don't forget them. And then you teach them and keep teaching them to your sons and their sons. And we're gonna look at that. And honestly, in light of what's going on in our nation, I would like to sit here and preach a whole message on that verse. It'd be great. As a preacher, as a man, I think all the men in here would say they've got some opinion about what's going on right now, right? I would say that if you read your Bible, and you see what's happening in our world, you can definitely see the end times are coming closer. I'll mention that. And you know, before July 4th, that we're getting ready to talk about our faith, our freedoms, our flag, our family. That I'm excited. I am so ready for each of these Sundays. It's great. I'm looking forward to it right now. And I could preach all of that, and I don't really want to focus on that today. I want to focus on these two things. There's a word that caught my attention, a phrase that caught my attention. I did a study through the Bible on this phrase, but it's there in verse number 9, only take heed. Take heed. Those two words occur 65 times together in the Bible as a phrase, usually in the Old Testament when he's telling them instructions. But the words take heed can mean a lot of things. Kind of like if we were to say to my son who's walking out on the playground and before he walks in that little hole and falls down, you know, out there, I would say, watch out, right? Or be careful, or watch where you're going, all right? We can use a lot. All of those things mean the same thing, but it depends on how urgent it is. I mean, some things you really ought to. In fact, I brought a visual that you might know, all right, just so that you can see this here. But hey, you know, we can say pretty much the same thing different ways, all right? We can say, look, okay? We can say danger or high voltage, amen, don't touch that. Caution, hot, take care of the stairs. I mean, watch out, stop, beware, take care, caution, danger. Look, they all mean pretty much the same thing, you know? Pay attention to what you're doing, okay? But that's what this word take heed means in the Bible. If you go through the whole Bible, and you could just say it right there, only be careful or pay attention to yourself, okay, that you will not forget what I'm about ready to tell you. All right, that's basically, you could take a different ones of these and put them in the Bible there, and that's basically what the word, the phrase, take heed means. It means be careful, pay attention, watch out, think about what you're doing. But the neat thing here is he actually refers back to a story which we're going to go study, and I'm just going to give you four things that we ought to really take heed to in the Bible. We're going to look at that word, because each of these four things has that word show up again and again. And I would call them the signs. I called this message, pay attention to the signs. I hope that when you read through your Bible, if you ever hear that little word, take heed again, you stop and think about that. Before you go on and read past it, you know, stop and think about what he's about ready to say. When you're driving down the road and you see a sign, you ought to pay attention to it. There's some signs that probably don't matter, billboards and stuff, amen. All right, and in the, you know what, in the thing of life, we could think of life as a highway that we're driving down, right? And we never make it to the destination till Jesus comes back or till we die, right? That's the destination. That's where we're going. But you know what? Hey, listen, there's some very important signs to pay attention to while you're traveling down the road. The speed limit sign would be a good one, right? Construction happening ahead. I mean, warning, you know, falling rocks. All of those things would be good to pay attention to. And if you want to think of life as a highway, I guess, if you will, the devil puts a lot of signs out there too. His are just billboards trying to get you to go off the road. That's what they are. And so as we read through God's word, we see a lot of take heed, take heed, take heed. And those are just the signs trying to keep you on the road and keep you going the right direction. But the devil's got all kinds of signs out there too. And his are just distractions. So let's go ahead and I want to go back to this story because this is what Moses was saying. He was saying, hey, listen, y'all better not forget this. I want you to remember this. Take heed to yourself, that you don't lose this section of your history, this what God has done for you. So we're going to go back to Exodus 19. I'm going to show you something that this is kind of where it all started anyway. Exodus chapter 19. I was reading in here in my Bible reading just recently, a month or so ago. And the story right before they go up and get the Ten Commandments really struck me. And there was actually something interesting I'd never really seen before. It's kind of funny if you think about it. But we are going to find this word take heed in here. So Exodus chapter 19, let's start reading. Of course, they're getting ready to go get the Ten Commandments. This is mostly Moses and God talking, okay? Verse number 1, in the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the lands of Egypt, the same day came they unto the wilderness of Sinai. Skip down to verse number 3. And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, ye have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all the people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and holy nation. These are the words which shall speak unto the children of Israel. And Moses came and called the elders of the people, and they laid down their faces, okay? And so he goes to God, and then God sends him back down, and he goes to talks to the people. We're getting to the part that gets funny. I want you to just notice real quick, we're going to skip through this because It is kind of funny how many times God has Moses go up and down, back and forth to these people. He first calls them, says, go back and tell them. Look at verse 8. And all the people answered together and said, all that the Lord has spoken we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people to the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, lo, I come in a thick cloud. And he's telling him how he's going to come. Look at verse 10. And the Lord said unto Moses, go unto the people and sanctify him this day and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes. So they go through all of this sanctification, okay? And then, verse 12, and thou shalt set bounds unto the people round about, saying, take heed. There's that word again. Take heed to yourselves that ye go not up into the mount or touch the border of it. Whoever toucheth the mount shall be surely put to death. So that's one of those signs you really ought to pay attention to, amen? You know what? And he really just said, I want you literally to put boundaries there. Put up a fence, man. And I bet they had stuff like, I don't think they had any, maybe they had electric fences or something back then. But I bet they had signs that said, do not cross. I think sometimes we think the children of Israel are just 1,000 people out in the wilderness. There's a lot of people there, okay? That was a big mountain and a lot of fence, all right? And curious people. And teenagers and kids, of course they're going to try to cross the fence, okay? But you know what? He says, set a boundary, tell everybody out there, don't cross this line. And the first thing I want to, the point number one is this. God has set a boundary, don't cross it. That's the first thing that he says. This is the first time we really find God saying the words, take heed. Now he does say it to Laban earlier, that's another thing, but this is the first command of God to take heed right here in the Bible. And he says right there very carefully, take heed to yourselves. Pay attention that ye go not up into the mount or touch the border of it. Whoever touches the mount shall surely be put to death. It's pretty clear God doesn't want them going up there. All right? And he even goes on, verse 13, there shall not a hand touch it, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through, whether it be beast or man. It shall not live. When the trumpet soundeth long, they shall come up to the mount. And then it says, look at verse 14, and Moses went down. All right, you realize how many times he's gone up and down, and it gets better, all right? So he goes down there and tells them, sanctify yourself, get clean. You know, here's the rules, okay? He's having orientation, like at school, amen? He sits all the children of religion down, he has rules. Here's the rules, here's the boundaries. Don't break the rules, okay? And, oh, by the way, you also have to get yourself clean and ready for this, because this is important, okay? And then it says here, you know, this trumpet sounds, and then it sounds louder, and all the people are scared, and, you know, he brings them all to there. And if you look at verse 20, and the Lord came down upon the Mount Sinai, onto the top of the mount, and the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mount, and Moses went up. So now he's back up there with God. Verse 21, I love this part. This is what jumped out at me while I was reading my Bible. He calls Moses up to the top of the mount. Look what he says in verse 21. And the Lord said unto Moses, go down. Okay? Charge the people, lest they break through unto the Lord to gaze, and many of them perish. And let the priests also which come near the Lord sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth upon them. And Moses, here's what Moses says to him. Moses said unto the Lord, the people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for you charged us, saying, set bounds about the mountain, sanctify it. Are you picturing this conversation with Moses and God? All right, God comes to Moses and says, hey, put a fence around this and don't let anybody come up here. Oh, and put as many signs as you want because take heed, you're not supposed to touch this. Moses gets up there. God says, go back down there and tell him again. And Moses looks at him and says, but God, you told us not to come up here. I mean, surely none of these children of Israel would cross that line that we put and disobey those signs and come up here. And God says, no, go down there and tell him again. I think God thinks it's pretty important that we do not cross the boundaries he set. All right? And you know what? That jumped out at me because here's Moses, a leader who did what God said. He set all the rules. He's gone down and warned them. He's gone up there. God says, go back down, tell them again, because this is the children of Israel we're talking about. All right? These are my people, and I know by now that they're probably going to cross over that fence where they shouldn't. Hey, young people, listen. God set some boundaries, and here he uses this word, take heed, as a warning to you that young people, adults, doesn't matter your age, children, if you cross the boundaries God set, death's going to happen, pain's going to happen, and it's not going to be good. He pretty much says that very clearly. And Moses goes down there, and he says, hey, don't go through here. So Moses went up and down. And then they get the Ten Commandments. But all of that happens before any commandments are given. Before there's commandments, God sets boundaries. Amen? And so listen, young people, the first thing I want to shout out to you this morning in this take heed is God's got some boundaries. And he doesn't want you to cross them. And listen, this is where it gets down to in light of our current situation, where we find ourselves today in America. America's been crossing God's boundaries for years. And the Christians have been stepping back enough away so that we don't have to necessarily cross the boundaries. But listen, you know, there's that old illustration where the world is and the Christians, and we stayed just this much apart. And long ago they crossed the boundaries, and we've crossed with them in a lot of ways. How about our music? How about our dress? How about we go to, you know, we 4th of July and all that, and we get upset at some of the stuff that we see out there and some of the evil that's in our world. But we ought to take heed to our own and make sure that we've set the right boundaries in our life. Because see, some people, you know, myself included, dads, we got to set boundaries in our home. We've got to. Because some of us have moved our fences. The Bible talks a lot about moving landmarks and fences and things like that. Some of us have moved our fences a little bit longer. I mean, because your kids got older, you moved your fences. I will say in the past few years, and none of you know who all of them are, but even just this year, people that I have known and loved and people that I have grown up with have left. I mean left, crossed the boundaries a long time ago. You know, in their heart, and all of a sudden it all came out in one time. Because you know what? You know, we're supposed to set boundaries. We're supposed to take heed. We're going to see a lot of verses about looking at yourself and making sure you're right with the Lord. And you know what? People might not always move their physical fences. They want to look like they're a good Christian. But sometimes the fences of their heart are just totally toppled over. And they've let anybody and anything into that heart of theirs. And eventually, guess what? It shows. It shows. And you know what? God knew that about these children of Israel. He did, didn't he? You know what? He hadn't even given them the Ten Commandments. We're not even talking about all the times that they disobey later. And he knew ahead of time. He had to look at Moses and say, now go back down and tell them again. All right? Take heed. Hey, listen. Don't cross the boundaries. Don't cross the boundaries. Hey, listen. You know what? Some of the reason we cross the boundaries is we forget that Deuteronomy 4:9. If you want to, you can go back there because I'll be in Deuteronomy real quick. You can if you want. Deuteronomy 4:9. The reason we have people crossing the boundaries, the reason we have teenagers going across God's lines, the reason we have 30 and 40-year-old adult parents going across the lines that God has set is because we forget verse 9. We forget to teach them the right way. In fact, I'm going to take you some verses. I'll read them mostly, but I want you to take heed, that little signpost in the Bible. And he says, hey, listen, take heed to yourself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen. That's what happened to those people in the wilderness. They forgot. And they spent 40 years wandering around in the wilderness. And now here's a new generation, and Moses is still alive, and he's saying, hey, listen, don't forget the things that God's done for you. Don't forget it. And he says, not only don't forget it, but, man, make sure you teach your kids. Make sure you teach your kids. So, number one, God's got a boundary. Number two, you've been given a heritage. Don't lose it. You've been given a heritage. Don't lose it. Most of the take heeds we find in the Bible are in the Old Testament. And really it comes down to two things. There's quite a bit more, but two main things. Don't forget your heritage in the way you worship God and the friends and family that you have. Don't forget those things. You know what? And then also be careful who it is you're letting influence those things. Okay? Now, number one would be pay attention to the way you worship God. I'm just going to read a couple verses because I think right now the devil and preachers preached on it. You know, why church ought to be here and not at home. All right? And good messages on it. But I think the devil is going to attack us all in that area. I mean, he's going to keep coming back at you with that, give you excuses later in the year when, you know, you're sick or not feeling well and we can all stay home. But you know what? Hey, listen. God's really concerned about how these people worship him. Okay. After those Ten Commandments, you got, you know, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy are all rules. Amen. Plenty of them. And commandments of God. In fact, Deuteronomy says, take heed unto yourselves, lest you forget the covenant of your God. Deuteronomy 11:16, take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods. He says, listen, you better be careful. Watch out that you're not letting your heart get drawn away to other gods. He had to tell his people that. Here's one. Take heed to thyself and that you offer not thy burnt offerings in every place that thou seest. That one was interesting. I was studying all of the take heeds in the Bible, and that one jumped out at me. But basically, you know what he says? It's important where you give your sacrifice. You can't just go anywhere. That one definitely comes back here to us at church, right? He told the Israelites, you can't just offer your sacrifice wherever you want, whenever you want. He said, it's important that you do it the way I told you. Hey, listen, Christians, we can't just have church wherever we want, however we want, and wherever we want. Okay? We need to have it here in the assembly, together. And God pretty much says, hey, be careful that you don't fall into that trap. All right? Deuteronomy 12:19. Boy, this one, you know, this is where we get down to the cultural stuff here. Take heed to thyself that thou forsake not the Levite as long as thou liveth. That's remembering the man of God. But here's the one I was going for. Take heed. I can't find it anyway. All right, I'm in the wrong thing. So number one, pay attention to the way you worship God. Number two, pay attention to the friends you keep. The friends you keep. Don't forget your friends and family of the past. And by the way, maybe your friends and family of the past were negative or bad or whatever. I mean, come on. These kids' parents were the ones wandering in the wilderness. Okay? So when he says take heed, he's not always saying do what mom and dad did. He's saying you learn from what mom and dad did and what they had to do in the wilderness because they wandered for 40 years. You know, learn from that is what he's telling these people here in this, in this chapter. And so here, pay attention to the friends that you keep. Take heed to thyself that they be not snared by following them, okay, after they be destroyed from before thee. Now he's talking about the foreign gods. They're getting ready to go conquer these other people in the land, right? And he says, be careful that you not inquire after their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? Even so will I do likewise. And that one's interesting because think about our modern education system, okay? As a teacher, that jumps out at me. And you know what? You know what? We're hearing nowadays, well, you need to know what other cultures think. You need to study other gods. You need to see how, let's see how they worship. Let's see how they live. Now, I'm sorry, but we got a generation of 18 and younger who have no idea what real America is like. And guess whose fault it is? Mine and everybody else who's 20, 30, 40, 50, if we don't teach them the right way. If we don't, because listen, they're not getting history at the public school. They're getting social studies, okay? And guess what? Isn't that what that says right there? Okay? It basically says don't have social studies like they have nowadays, amen? All right? It says take heed to thyself that they be not snared by following them after they have been destroyed from before thee, and that thou inquire not. That means don't you start digging into their gods. Don't you start digging into and saying, how did these nations serve their gods? Even so will I do likewise. All right, it starts by that question. Well, I just want to find out, you know, how they did things back then. All right, now listen, I'm a lover of history. I like it. I think sometimes you can't read certain portions of history without hearing about a god that they have. Come on, read the Bible. All the gods, a lot of them are named, right? And you know what? It wouldn't hurt you to, in some ways, you know, be aware. But listen, man, just don't start digging into that stuff. And the day you start thinking, well, I just want to see what it means. What does it mean when they said they worship this god? You know, how did they do that? If you're digging into that stuff, you're getting into dangerous territory. Because those are not God that we know. Those are those little g gods, and they're devils is what they are. And if you start digging into that in the name of history, then you're studying the wrong thing. All right? We need young people in today's age. July 4th ought to spark some of that in you to say, hey, listen, I want to know what my country was founded upon. Because if you'll study our country's founding, it was not founded on all these other gods they're trying to bring into right now. I'm sorry, but the other cultures, I love them, and I'm glad we are the land of the free for every person. I'm glad we have immigration. Good night. If we didn't, none of us would be here, all right? I mean, you know, everybody in here can trace their roots back to somewhere overseas, all right? But you know what? Listen, we ought not be delving in and making those cultural differences, those pagan gods, part of our system. We were founded as a God-fearing Christian nation. And here, Moses and God both have to warn the children of Israel that if they get into this accepting other nations and how they worship thing, it's going to go bad for them. And they're going to cease to exist. They're going to follow other gods, and it doesn't end good. So number one, hey, listen, you know what? God's got boundaries. Number two is to pay attention. Boy, number one, take heed. Number two, pay attention to those two things, the way you worship God and the friends you keep, your heritage. Number three, you've been shown a direction, don't depart from it. So we're talking about the word take heed. A lot of times, take heed is don't cross the line. Sometimes, take heed is don't forget the past. But sometimes, take heed is don't go that way. Go this way. Sometimes, take heed just means pay attention when you're traveling down the road. It's not always a warning of danger. Sometimes, it's a warning of pay attention to the people around you. Hey, listen, if I'm traveling down the road and I'm not watching the side of the road, I might miss an opportunity to help somebody who's broken down. If I'm traveling down the road and I miss a sign that says, you know, I do have to turn, then I'm gonna miss a good instruction for my life. Sometimes it's not always a danger. It's more of being aware of your surroundings. Hey, who can I give the gospel to today? All right, who is going to cross my path today? Take heed of yourself. That means take heed of your surroundings. Watch out for it. Be careful as you're looking around. Hey, listen, you know what? Joshua, they say take heed to him. Joshua 22:5. But take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law, which Moses, the servant God, charged you, to love the Lord your God and walk in his ways and keep his commandments and cleave unto him and serve him with your heart and with your soul. Hey, listen, sometimes we as parents, as preachers, as teachers, need to get up and say, hey, warning, you know, sometimes it's warning of danger, but sometimes it's just, hey, pay attention and take heed and make sure that you are walking with the Lord. Hey, listen, we all ought to stop right now and this week, we ought to go home, we ought to think about our walk with God, because that's the one thing that, if you don't notice, is the difference maker in these children of Israel's life. It's the difference maker in Joshua's life. You know why Joshua was able to be the leader and go into the land and take it? You know why he didn't get stuck in the wilderness? He walked with the Lord. And he obeyed the laws given to him by the Lord. Hey, you know what? Take good heed, therefore, to yourselves that ye love the Lord your God. 1 Kings talks about a young man who took heed. It was David. All right. If you want to go there, let's go there. 1 Kings chapter 2, real quick. 1 through 4, just 4 verses. Hey, listen, number 1, pay attention to God's boundaries. Number 2, pay attention to your heritage. Don't forget those things. But boy, after you do those three things, pay attention to the direction you're going. And take heed at the direction you're going that you've been given, that you don't accidentally depart from it. Joshua did that. And here we find that in 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 1 through 4, we find mention of David and Solomon. This is a passing of the torch. David is about ready to die, and he's giving the kingdom over to his son. Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man. I like that verse. And keep the charge of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and commandments and his judgments and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou may prosper in all thou doest and whithersoever thou turnest thyself. Now here's the promise God gave to David. This is neat. That the Lord may continue his word which he spake concerning me, saying, if thy children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth with all their heart, with all their soul, there shall not fail thee, said he, a man on the throne of Israel. Now this is neat, because you know what this is? This is a father looking at his son and saying, hey, listen, son, God promised me this, and I want you to take heed that you not forget it, so the same thing can happen to you. And he even says right there that God can continue that promise. You know what we need today in our generation? We need some sons who will take the promise that their dad was given, that God, you know, gave their father, and they'll take it and they'll run with that too. And they'll take heed to the direction they're going. Now listen, there are some dads who would say, son, you can't do the same thing I did, but you can follow this book. Okay? We have a heavenly Father whose promises we can take heed to, and if we'll follow that, we'll be on the right path. But I like that story, because here we have David who looks at his son and says, son, I want you to pay attention that you do these things. He gives about 5 things in there that you do. Walk in the way of the Lord, walk with God, don't forget this, don't forget that. And he says, if you do that, God can continue his promise to me through you. And that's a pretty neat thing. And I know we're not all kings in here as far as of a kingdom, and the same promise wasn't made quite like that. But listen, folks, we've got a promise given to us of eternal life. And you know what? As a dad, you know, one of the things I want to give to my son is the chance to be saved, amen? And so I want to make sure that I proclaim my testimony to him so that he'll know that Daddy's saved. And you know what? You can be saved too. Hey, listen, when's the last time us dads told our kids about the day we got saved? All right? Hey, what about the other things God's done for us? When's the last time us as dads got up and told our son, hey, listen, son, here's some things that God did for me. And I want him to do the same thing to you. But here's how you get to it. Listen, we got to instruct our kids. All right, now they're getting instruction here at, you know, in the youth group and through preaching and through the Bible. And listen, no amount of instruction is going to help them if they don't read God's word and if they don't walk with God. Because you know what? Your best instruction comes directly from the Lord, amen? And if you don't have a personal walk with him, you know what? All the instruction in the world is just going to go over your head, okay? But listen, fathers, we need to stand up and look at our sons and daughters and say, hey, listen, here's some instructions. Here's some advice, okay? Now, hey, listen, I've called my dad and I can call him now. And some advice isn't able to be given at a certain age. I understand that. And you know what? But there are things I've had to call my dad now. And you know what he was just waiting for? He was just waiting for me to call him and ask. All right? Hey, young men, you know what your dad's probably waiting for? You to ask. All right? Because he doesn't want to just give out wisdom and information just for you to shun it away. Hey, young men, you know what some of the older men in here are waiting for you to do? Go ask them. Go ask them. Go ask them how to do that. Go ask them for their advice on that. And so some of this teaches that, you know, we're commanded to teach our sons and daughters, but guess what? Sons and daughters, you're commanded to learn it. And you know, one good way to learn it is go ask some folks. You know, if I was one of those, I don't know if this happened or not, but let's just say they're wandering in the 40 years they wandered in that wilderness. Boy, if you were under the age of a certain, you know, number, you got to go into the promised land. But boy, I'd be going and asking dad and mom, what went wrong so we don't do it, all right? And so, hey, listen, you know what? You've been given a direction, and it's your job to stay in it. And here David says, take heed that you not go out of that way that we have for you, okay? But listen, hey, there are some people who are going to not obey the direction they've been given. Okay, we know the verse, train up the child in the way he should go, right? And that does not guarantee that, you know, when he's old, he will not depart from it. That doesn't guarantee that he's going to turn out exactly right either. There's a lot of people, I'm not going to get into that verse because there's a lot of people with different things on that. But you know what? It definitely doesn't guarantee that they're going to turn out 100% perfect. Amen? It's between them and the Lord, isn't it? All right? And you know what? Here he says, take heed that you go with, stay on the path, do what's right. But also, there are some people mentioned specifically in the Bible that did not take heed. That word is mentioned. Here's one man, Jehu. But Jehu took no heed to walk in the law of the Lord with all his heart. Hey, listen, that's a dangerous spot to be in. For they shall eat, Hosea 4:10, for they shall eat and not have enough, they shall commit whoredom and not increase, because they have left off to take heed to the Lord. Boy, the day that we start ignoring these signs is a dangerous day in my life and in yours. The day that we stop taking heed or paying attention to this book right here is a dangerous day. In the Bible, written down, guarantee it, the day you stop taking heed to this and to the instruction given from the pulpit and those road signs that you see is a dangerous day in your life. In Jeremiah 9:4, take ye heed everyone to his neighbor. He said, pay attention to your neighbors, all right? Now this is a kind of a last days verse. And they trust not yet in any brother, for every brother will utterly supplant and every neighbor will walk with slanders. He's like, pay attention to your surroundings, because there's coming a day where Christians are going to turn in Christians and brothers are going to turn on brothers. I think we're living real close to those days. All right, and we are. We kind of saw some of that, didn't you? If you paid attention to the news, you can report somebody who might have COVID-19. All right? Hey, listen, that's a dangerous day we live in. And it wasn't just the world doing it. It was Christians and Christians. So be careful. We need to be careful. Take heed. Pay attention. Hey, listen, I'm going to turn over real quick. I'm not going to read it. But Jeremiah 18, 15 through 18, if you want to read that, there's a generation, a whole generation, that looks at Jeremiah. If you go read that verse, it's sad. There was a whole generation that looked at Jeremiah the preacher and they said, we're going to come by and we're going to cast him down. We're going to strike him. They were basically the mob. Kind of what we're seeing again today. The mob. And young people who had no, old people alike, everybody, who didn't want to hear the words of the preacher. And eventually they said, we're just going to go and we're going to beat him up. Strike him down. And they literally in their verse said, we will not take heed any longer. They will not take heed. We will not take heed. And they basically said, because he's not going to stop preaching and the word's not going to be right anymore. You know, word's not going to go away. The preacher's not going to go away. The churches aren't going to go away. So we're going to go in and beat him up because we're tired of hearing it. And that's in Jeremiah 18, 15 through 18. Interesting passage of scripture to read. So, hey, listen, you know what, young people? There's boundaries. There's a heritage. Don't forget it. Hey, listen, there's a direction you're supposed to be going. Don't leave it. Some people do leave it. Some people do. But listen, hey, the last thing that when I studied this word, take heed out, this is the most encouraging, actually. Encouraging and discouraging, if you think about it. You know Jesus is coming. Don't forget it. You know Jesus is coming. Don't forget it. We see a transition. When you see this word, take heed, all of these signs in the Old Testament are great for our admonition. They're good for the laws. But as soon as you get to the New Testament, it's almost like all of the take heeds. Actually, Jesus says 16 out of the 28 times that take heed is mentioned. Jesus says it in the New Testament. And I love the preaching of Jesus. Because if you read it while you're reading all these other verses, it almost seems like he's just hitting as many buttons as he can hit, all right? He really does. He take heed of this, take heed of that. Watch out for this, watch out for that. And he really does. He just plays whack-a-mole with those Pharisees, amen? And it's great, all right? Jesus' preaching is awesome to hear. But here's the one thing that Jesus said a lot when he said, take heed. You know who he was talking about? Himself and his second coming. That's mostly what he talked about, the end times. In Mark 13:9, but take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils. He's warning the guys. Pay attention to yourself. And in the synagogues ye shall be beaten, and ye shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. And so he says, hey, be careful. Be ready, is really what he is saying. Be ready for this. Mark 13:23, but take ye hold, behold, I have foretold you all things. He's like, I'm trying to tell you what's coming. Okay? Mark 13:33, take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. You don't know. You know what he's saying? He's saying, Christians, pay attention. Pay attention. Don't put your head down. All right? Don't put the cruise on yet. You know? That's what those roads, think about road signs, okay? Just for a minute. You know what those speed limit things are meant to be there for? Every so many miles, they put another one there to help you remember what speed you're supposed to be going. All right? And then every once in a while, they put certain other signs in your way so that you can remember what you're doing here on this road. All right? Now, most people know where they're going or trying to be. But you know what? In this road of life, sometimes we get in the mode where we're just going to hit cruise and go, all right? Or we're fine, you know, we don't need any more warnings. But Jesus says, hey, pay attention, pay attention, pay attention. You never know what you're going to run into here at the end. Because guess what? You're going to see as you the road signs of Jesus' coming start getting more intense as he gets closer to coming. Hey, I think we've seen that, haven't we? Even in this day. Now, I know that they thought back then Jesus is coming, and they should, because we should always be ready for Jesus coming. But as Jesus gets closer to coming back, which it could be today, I'd love it if it was right now, all right? But you know what? Listen, it's going to get more intense. It's going to get more intense. It's going to get more, there's going to be more warning signs coming up. And we ought to, instead of putting our head in the sand, we ought to pay better attention during this time. Hey, listen, Luke 21:4, and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, so that the day come upon you unawares. He says, don't be caught just living life but forgetting that I was coming. Don't be caught that way. And Jesus, most of the time he said, take heed, was, hey, Christians, pay attention. Pay attention. I'm coming back. You better be ready. You better be ready. And I like it because it's exciting, but yeah, it's not exciting if you weren't the guy paying attention. All right? If suddenly you it just now hits you, oh, wait, I should probably be paying. You know, if it takes an economic collapse to get your attention, then we weren't paying enough attention. All right? I know that times like this get my attention up higher, and it does. It turns all of our alerts on a little bit more. But you know what? If it takes this event or this event or this event or this event to get my attention, you know, what is it going to be that God gets my attention with? And think of that in your own life. You know, is it going to take God doing something to my family for me to start paying attention? For me to start listening to what he has? Because this is more than just a lesson on the Lord's coming back. It's a lesson on what are you doing right now while we're waiting for him to come back? Because, hey, listen, you know what? Pay attention. This is, in fact, that's what the rest of the New Testament. Jesus talked a lot about his second coming, but go study Paul and all of his books that he wrote under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And all the times he says, take heed, is talking to Christians. And he says, hey, Christians, pay attention to what you're doing. All right? So, hey, listen, know Jesus is coming and don't forget it. Pay attention to what, here's three things and we'll be done. Ready? Pay attention to your actions. Pay attention to your actions now, in the last days. 1 Corinthians 3:10. I think we all know this one. All right. According to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. Hey, listen, you know what he's saying? In the last days, take heed what you're building your house with. Take heed what you're building your life with. 1 Corinthians 8:9. But take heed lest by any means this liberty of yours becomes a stumbling block. That was another warning of Paul. Hey, he's like, listen, Christians in the last days, you be careful, pay attention to what you're doing in your life. This one's probably the most for all of us. 1 Corinthians 10:12. Wherefore let him that thinketh he stand take heed lest he fall. Hey, listen, we all ought to take that verse and just say, hey, listen, I'm going to be more cautious, but I'm still going to keep serving God. I'm going to be more diligent, but I'm still going to keep serving God. Boy, if you think that you're on solid ground, he says, stop. And just take heed and make sure you and God are right. Because if you're not, you're going to fall. Me too, all right? You too, everybody, all of us, take heed. If you think that you're standing, boy, if you think that you're standing on your own 2 feet, you know, you meet somebody like that, take heed lest he fall. All right, so number one, pay attention. Here in the last days, pay attention to your actions. Number two, stay diligent in your ministry and walk with the Lord. This word take heed shows up several times, but there's a man named Archippus, Colossians 4:16, and say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. Hey, listen, we all ought to go home, and during this July 4th time, it's exciting and great, but it's kind of a halfway point in the year, too. We've got 6 months left, okay? We ought to go home and take some, take heed, if you will, all right? But take inventory. See what are we doing for the Lord? Could I be doing my ministry better, you know? Could I be teaching my Sunday school better? Could I be winning more people to the Lord? Could I be out soul winning more? Hey, listen, pay attention. Young people, this is a time of your life. You know, look at what you're doing for the Lord and see if you can make that more, all right? Where could we expand? Where could we do better for the Lord? Take heed to the ministry. Hey, listen, Timothy was told to pay attention, right? Take heed unto thyself and to thy doctrine and continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt save thyself and them that hear thee. You know what? Pastors and preachers and teachers and dads and moms, we ought to be careful and very diligent in how we give the gospel, all right? And very diligent in how we present God's word. Sunday school teacher, be diligent and be careful in how we give this word to other people, because you know what? We could save ourselves, but also we can help save somebody else. We could save somebody from going the wrong way if we'll just give them the right instruction, all right? And pay attention. And then this last one, this is my favorite verse. I'd like to end with this one, okay? Number three, stay faithful to the end. The last time the words take heed are mentioned in the Bible are with this verse. 2 Peter 1:9. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Hey, Christians, we're done. We're almost done here tonight. But listen, that little word, take heed, I hope that when you read through your Bible, you'll stop and think about those. You know what? When God says this phrase in the Bible, he talks about different things. First, he talks about the boundaries. He said, whoa, 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 don't cross that line. Second, he talks about your heritage and says, whoa, pay attention. Remember your past. Remember your family. Remember what I did for you. And then teach that on to the next generation. And you know what? Hey, listen, number three, he says, be careful. Remember what direction you're trying to go. Remember what you're trying to do for me. Okay, you're trying to serve me. And then number four, he says, remember that one of these days, and you won't expect it, okay, but you should be looking for it, I'm coming back. That's what he says. And I love that last verse. Listen, we have a more sure word of prophecy. That's the Bible. Whereunto you do well that ye take heed. Boy, this is ought to be what we pay attention to. As unto a light that shineth in a dark place. And we are in a dark place today, aren't we? Okay. We can complain about America going one way or the other, and we can feel sad, and it grieves my heart to see some of the stuff that's being torn down and forgotten and trodden under. But in this dark place, we can shine our light. Amen. Hey, listen, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. Me and Luke went out visiting yesterday, and we met a man nice guy, and he said he was a Christian, had an okay testimony of that, and taught in the community somewhere, and real friendly guy. He said, my dad lives down the road, and I had forgotten about that. We went down the road, and we talked to this elderly gentleman. He had a little bit, he was dressed a certain way, and very proper, very nice, polite, and he came out and talked with us. Really short conversation, didn't really feel like talking all that much, but we started walking away from the door, and he kind of resumed the conversation. As you ever done that, where you kind of walk away, and he starts to back up the conversation, and he says this. He's like, he holds up the packet and says, it's time to dig in a little bit more now, isn't it? You know? And I understand where he was coming from. I do. Especially him. You know, he seemed like he'd seen plenty of times, okay, in our nation. But his statement, he was holding our packet and said, it's time to dig in a little bit, isn't it? Things are going to get worse. Or, you know, going to get more intense. And I was already too far away. We really didn't restart the conversation, but I thought about saying, hey, listen, it's not time to dig in. It's time to go out and go out and go out. Hey, listen, because if we dig in, the devil's just going to take it over. He loves it. He likes it when the Christians dig in and don't go anywhere, all right? So, hey, listen, you know what we're going to do this weekend? I know it's July 4th, and I know that, you know, this is going to be a great month, but you know what we're going to do? We're going to go out. We're going to go out into the highways and hedges and the byways and tell everybody we can about Jesus. We need to pay attention. Hey, who's God going to bring in your path this week? Who's God going to bring in my path this week? Who am I going to meet out while I mow lawns? Or who am I going to meet out while I go visiting? Who am I going to meet when I run an errand here or there? You know what? Hey, listen, we need to be very diligent, very observant. Get ready. Hey, take heed for the people you meet, all right? And listen, look at them, and don't look at them as, you know, we've got all kinds of craziness going on in the world right now. Depending on your skin color, your political views, and everything else, all right? Don't look at them as like that. Look at them like Jesus would see them, all right? As a person who is either saved or they're not saved, one or the other. No matter what kind of church they go to, all right? No matter what kind of job they do, everybody right now on earth is either saved or not. And we need to give that message of the gospel. Hey, take heed. Pay attention. Hey, and young people, listen. Your gospel witness is going to be hurt if you start at that beginning and start crossing those boundaries that God has set. Hey, listen, our gospel witness is going to be hurt if we don't pass that on to our children. Our gospel witness is going to be hurt if we forget which way we're going and we get distracted with all the other stuff in life. Hey, listen, our gospel witness will be hurt if we forget that Jesus is coming back anytime. And so let's take heed to what the Lord's given to us tonight. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for the message tonight. Lord, I don't know that it was delivered in the most eloquent way. And Lord, I do pray that just that two-word phrase would stick out to folks as they read their Bible. Lord, help me as I go about my life and my business here, Lord, and just the things that you've given me to do, help me to pay attention. Lord, for my kids' sake, help me to pass on the heritage that you have. Lord, help me to have things that I can hold on to and blessings that I can claim and give to my sons and daughters. And Lord, I pray that we would just look more earnestly at your coming. And Lord, that we would look at the fact that someday soon, any time, any moment, you could come back. Help us to be very diligent, very faithful in our witness until the very end. In Jesus' name, amen.